All stocks that go up have one thing in common. It's not that they're all tech stocks, or commodity stocks, or Chinese stocks, or whatever. All stocks that go up keep hitting new 52-week highs, or even new all-time highs along the way. This is an obvious fact. Yet, have you ever bought a stock that was trading at a new all-time high? It's not easy. 95% of traders are psychologically unable to do it. Yet, there is something wonderful and magical about a stock at all-time new highs. It's like a rocket escaping from Earth's gravitational field. The higher it goes, the less there is to hold it back. At a new high, everyone who owns the stock has profit. All of the losers are gone. They have already exited at a loss, or at their break-even price. At new highs, there are only happy traders and investors left. Well, except for one group of traders that no one pities too much. The short sellers. At a new all-time high, everyone who has shorted the stock previously now has a losing trade on their hands. They are sweating every tick as the stock moves higher. And at a certain price, they will be forced to cover their shorts by buying back the shares that they had previously sold short. Such buying only adds fuel to the fire, driving the stock even higher and forcing out more short sellers. Meanwhile, a stock that has recently moved up a lot begins to be featured on CNBC and discussed by online commentators. This publicity brings a new wave of buyers, which continues to drive the stock higher and make it hit new 52-week or all-time highs. Eventually, the fear of missing out, or FOMO, takes over. At this point, panicked buying can make the stock shoot up almost vertically, like a rocket. In the next few chapters, we'll learn how to find these rocket stocks just before they're ready to blast off. Chapter 3, How to Confirm a Breakout. In the previous chapter, we discussed our first stock selection filter for finding rocket stocks. Only consider stocks that are hitting new 52-week highs or new all-time highs. If you're having trouble finding a list of these stocks, shoot me an email at matt@trader.university, and I can send you the most current list. Now it's time to add another filter. Look for a surge in volume that confirms the breakout. The best potential rocket stocks will experience a surge in volume as they begin to break out to new highs. Look for daily volume that's anywhere from 4 times to 40 times average daily volume, especially on the breakout day. Most charting programs will allow you to easily calculate and chart average daily volume for a stock. I like to use a look-back period of 60 days when calculating average volume. When Tesla broke out to new highs on April 1, 2013, it traded 14,105,873 shares. That was more than 7 times its 60-day trailing average daily volume of 1,921,674. When Yelp broke out to new highs on May 2, 2013, it traded 10,145,781 shares, which was more than 8 times its 60-day trailing average daily volume of 1,242,988. When a rocket stock is hitting new highs on higher than average volume, it will often gap up at the beginning of its move. This is not absolutely necessary, but it's often a sign of a huge pent-up demand for the stock. In the included PDF, you can see Yelp gapping up on 2 separate days, each with above average volume. Daily volume is shown by the vertical bars at the bottom of the chart. 60-day average volume is shown by the shaded blue area at the bottom of the chart. In the next chart, you can see Tesla gapping up on a huge spike in volume. Prior to April 1, 2013, Tesla had never closed above 40. Rather, as you can see in the enclosed PDF, 40 has always been a ceiling or area of upside resistance for the stock. On April 1, 2013, everything changed. The stock gapped above 40, new all-time highs, on high volume. At that point, 40 became the new floor, or area of support, for the stock. Tesla never looked back. It had become a rocket stock. Just a few months later, it would hit 194. When a stock gaps to new highs on higher than average volume, it should